Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
What?
You are making the affirmative claim that evolution is a fact. What's the argument?
It's an empirical fact. It's in evidence. You don't make logical arguments for what is...
What is premise
just
one,
in
though?
What is in evidence? This is not how anything works in the court of law or any sense in which we see things.
That is an empirical fact. That's presupposing.
Yes, exactly.
That is an empirical fact.
Yes, exactly.
Give the formal argument for that right now.
That's not going to happen. So I don't care. I don't care what you think.
You're dodging. You are just getting intellectually blown out. Oh my God, this looks so bad for you. Oh my God.
Your false God. Yeah.
My false God. Can you give the false God more atheism being true? You low tier Reddit. Oh my God. You scum. Come on. You're dodging. You make so much claims that you can't give arguments for. You are just a dishonest interlocutor and nobody
should dishonest. I would use arguments instead of evidence. Here's an argument. All people named David on TikTok are goat fuckers. Your name is David and you are on TikTok, therefore you are a goat fucker. So I just proved it.
You think that a sound argument is not evidence?
Of course it's
not. Are you slow?
Of course not.
Are you slow? But, okay.
Are you a goat fucker? Because I just proved it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I gave a formal logical argument that is valid.
That doesn't track. That has
what do you mean it doesn't track?
That has nothing to do with the conversation at all.
Give the formal syllogism for why it doesn't track.
Calling me a goat fucker has nothing to do.
Give the formal argument for why it doesn't track.
I can concede to fucking goats. Now,
okay, you fuck goats.
Now, how is that relevant to any of the affirmative claims that you have made? You are a dishonest interlocutor.
Okay. All people named Planet Peterson that are on TikTok say things that are true. And since I am saying evolution is a fact, that means that it is true.
What's the argument?
Get absolutely wrecked, bro.
What's the argument that you say things that are true? Again, you are just doing this.
Why does everybody
you are doing this trolling at
that
this
is
point.
A you are so Phil bro with respect you're to so evolution? Dishonored. Why do they always concede to being goat fuckers? You're actually the third one to do it.
You are so dishonest. It's insane.
Like you fuck goats.
You want to bully on these 60-year-old dumbasses? Bro.
I do not talk to 60-year-olds on this app ever. The only 60-year-olds I've ever talked to. There was this one guy. I don't remember what we were talking about, but he sounded like he was riding a tractor the whole time. I think he was denying evolution too. But the only other 60-year-olds I ever talked to are Trump supporters, and we never talk about evolution.
Do I have to say what I mean? You can
wait until I'm done talking, and then maybe when you say things, I'll be able to hear you.
It was a rhetorical question. You're slow. Oh my God.
Do you rhetorically fuck goats or do you literally fuck goats?
What I meant was you always bully on these unintelligent people. You won't give arguments for practically anything that you affirm. You are dishonest and nobody should ever interact
with you. Name three books.
You are so dishonest.
Name three books.
That's just...
Okay, so because you're against me bullying stupid people, I guess I won't be talking to you anymore because you don't even know three books.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Talking about you not knowing three books.
Three books? I don't know three books. Crime and
Apparently not.
Logic 101,
Logic 101 is not a book.
Yeah. You think that they're not books with Logic 101 as a title?
Way to get stand-locked, bro.
Are you slow? You think that there are not books with the title Logic 101? We have books on modal logic, propositional logic, etc. What are you talking about? You're slow.
We all saw it, but I'm just going to point it out. It only managed to get to two. So, And by two, I mean one, because Logic 101 is not a book. But congratulations. It knows one book.
I can, like, you know, name.
And multiple. You gave the same answer that Jordan Peterson would have given. So it's just, you got 10 times more gross. Somehow the fact that you're a goat fucker is not the grossest thing about you.
What? Like, yo.
You fuck goats. Did you forget? Capital. Did you forget about when that was proven?
Core remarks, capital.
Who is Coral?
Core remarks.
Coral. Carl, how do you spell that? K W R L O W L R A W O R L. Carl Marx.
You've been getting your back out.
Who's Carl Marx?
Because you're a dishonest gay atheist. You haven't gave the argument for fucking evolution being a fact.
I don't need an argument. I have evidence.
For, like, you know, atheism being true. You are dishonest.
Oh, atheism being
you're
true?
Getting your back to blown that's the easy. Fuck out. You're getting your back blown the fuck out by.
Oh, okay. Did you say by? Oh, he rage quitted. Okay. Or rage quit. Quat? Is the past tense of quit quat?
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
I'm constantly learning every single day, so I'm just trying to figure out how your idea of evolution works.
You've never heard of evolution?
Nobody's told it to me.
I mean, okay. So the I'll try to give you like a under a minute version of it, I guess.
That's cool.
So,
if you could just explain it to me in less than 2 minutes, that'd be fine. I just never in my life heard of evolution.
So every single time that organisms engage in reproduction, their offspring are to some degree different than the parents were. So what happens if those differences accumulate over unthinkably large numbers of generations over long periods of time? If I change something by 0.01% every generation, it's even less than that, but whatever. If I change it by that much every generation, well, what happens after thousands of generations have passed? The accumulated difference is so much that the organisms, hundreds of thousands of generations later, which can be millions of years perhaps, are considered distinct and totally different species than when we started tracking with that ancestor.
So kind of like dogs.
Of them.
Like how we have these breeds of dogs now that are so tiny.
Yeah, but just way more extreme to the point where they become a totally different thing. Like birds today, birds are dinosaurs. Their ancestors were feathered, but you would have considered them a reptile. They were a land dwelling. Well, birds are land dwelling, but they were a non-flying feathered reptilian theropod dinosaur that didn't apart from the feathers.
I've seen the proof. I never thought that was evolution. I thought that was just creativity. I know there's a whole museum for dinosaurs and whales and everything, so I'm like always learning things. I know that sharks used to be even bigger, if yeah, I'm like, correct. I'm pretty like sure that we had chickens that were even bigger. We had a whole, like, I don't understand how we have chickens now, because if you look at how chickens have evolved in the past, or I think, or if you want to call it evolved, I thought it was just creativity. Like, you know, like if you ever look at a chicken, how dumb they are. If they look up, they'll die in the rain. I didn't know that was a thing until it actually happened to me.
You died looking up once.
No, I had a chicken that died. It looked up in the middle of a rain and it physically died. I don't know how that happened, but that was a thing.
Well, interesting.
That was the dumbest thing. I didn't think that we have dinosaurs, right? We had dinosaurs. I 100% believe in dinosaurs. Those big mother effers were there. We have the skeletons to prove it, right? I've been to that museum. And how do we go from dinosaurs to chickens?
Evolution.
Bro, that's a crazy evolution.
Yeah, it is, but when you allow changes to accumulate for tens of millions of years, you would expect the degree of change to be pretty crazy.
But how long do you think dinos actually existed? Like, do you?
Well,
do you
birds are dinosaurs. About, like, I know. But if we think of what most people think of as a dinosaur, they're around for 120 million years. Maybe a little more than that.
Do you know about that big build thing? There's a big, big freaking bird. It's a big bird. I mean, this thing is
like
big, and it's got a big bill.
I know of so many large birds.
And it's got teeth.
Now I don't know.
It looks like you. It's like, I think there's like three of them left. I was thinking about it. And then we have the dodo. I was thinking about the dodo also.
Well, we don't have the dodo.
We're
They're
trying
dead.
To bring. Well, we're trying to bring it back.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm also wondering how they're going to bring back mammoth. You know, the big thing with the fur.
Yeah, mammoths
with the long tusk.
They're
they're trying to bring that thing back.
Yeah, they're just gonna do gene editing to Asian elephants and see if they can basically do IVF with some elephants and.
That's going to be crazy.
See what pops out.
Isn't it supposed to be with like an Indian elephant, like a northern Indian elephant, like a big elephant?
Yeah, an Asian elephant. Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be crazy as crap. I may be thinking like, how do we get Sasquatch? And how did we get all these other cryptids? Like we got alligators now. You look at where they were
alligators.
Back in the day. Well, you look at how big they were back in the day. And how they've gotten to where they're at now. I really didn't think it was evolution. I thought it was just creativity.
What does that mean? What is this creativity
thing? Like when I say
thing?
Creativity, there's like 300 different brands. There's 300 different types of alligators or 400 or 500 different types of alligators.
Yeah, but what, is that, birds, what does that mean? The reason there are so many alligators is because of creativity. What is that? Teach me what creativity is.
It was just created by somebody. I don't know who it was created by.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
I don't have proof
people,
of God,
people
so
don't
I'm
make,
not even going to try to explain that. Like, I'm over here thinking, like, we got people who are, like, we're people, right? So when you look at people, you have people who are unbelievably tall. You got people who are overly just massive. I've seen people in 200s, 300s pounds, and they're just straight muscle. Like, I was in the military, so I've met a lot of massive people, and I was just thinking about that, and I didn't really think it was, like, evolution of a man. I thought it was just creativity. Like, they were just there. I didn't think, like, when you look at monkeys, I thought it was just creativity. Like, there's lots of there's lots and lots of different types of monkeys, and different types of fish. In different types of birds. So I just, when I think about, I never really thought it was evolution. I just thought it was just creativity. Somebody created it. I don't know who the hell created it. Sorry about my language.
Can you read?
Yes, I can read.
Well, I mean, there's books on evolution. Just read some.
I just never read. I never read them at all. I just didn't even, it never came across my mind.
I figured, I'm just telling you, you should just read them.
I've been focused on my life, building homes and helping people, not worried about evolution or God or anything else, just helping people. So I can't say I believe in God or evolution or anything, cause I'm still learning. I'm not some expert or anything. I'm just always learning. So when you
good
say
luck
evolution,
with that.
I was like, whoa, well,
fucking A.